Well, Mexico announced that Kenneth Smith Ramos would be the nation's chief negotiator for the North America Free Trade Agreement talks set to begin later this month. Ramos will be Mexico's chief technical negotiator for the talks between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. That according to Politico. Ramos was previously at the Trade and NAFTA office of the Mexican Embassy in Washington, D.C., and will report to Mexico's Economy Secretary and Foreign Trade Undersecretary. Officials from Mexico say that Ramos' past work in Mexico's Agriculture Department and Economy Ministry shows he has a brilliant career in all foreign trade topics. His first job with the Mexican government was on the negotiating team of the original NAFTA trade deal in 1993. Mexico says the first round of talks this month will likely lay the groundwork for the negotiating topics and schedule for renegotiation effort. While also, a South Dakota corn farmer told the Environmental Protection Agency yesterday the agency should set a strong volume for all renewable fuel types. The EPA recently proposed the 2018 volume requirement for conventional biofuels under the renewable fuel standard at 15 billion gallons, the target set by Congress. However, the EPA lowered the overall volume of renewable fuels and the volume of cellulosic biofuels in the proposal. Keith Alverson, a National Corn Growers Association board member from South Dakota, gave testimony to the EPA during the hearing in Washington yesterday. Alverson says overall, the proposal will benefit farmers as well as consumers.
You know, this is the first year that they've actually come out with a proposal for 15 billion gallons of conventional biofuel, and so we're excited about that. You know, as we know from the ethanol and corn world, we've been producing 15 billion gallons of ethanol for the last couple of years, and so it's nice to see that they've recognized that and have come out with that in their proposal, and so we're excited about that aspect.
While praising the EPA's proposed 2018 volume for conventional renewable fuels, Alverson expressed concern that EPA proposed an overall volume of renewable fuels that's 40 million gallons below 2017 figures, and a cellulosic biofuel volume that's 73 million gallons lower.
One of the reasons that we're concerned with that is these increases that the RFS originally called for, you know, is what helps drive market expansion. And so what's good for the cellulosic and advanced biofuels is also good for us in the conventional biofuel world, because that's where we see more E15 stations, more of the mid-level blends become available in the marketplace. And so if there's more market being driven for those folks, there's more market for us as well.
Alverson says maintaining a strong RFS is outlined by Congress is vital for corn farmers, more so given the recent trend in farm income and commodity prices.
Coming from South Dakota, we well know what ethanol has done for the economics of corn production and general ag economy within our state, and you can pinpoint those across all the corn states in the Midwest and Plains. Nearly all of us have got an ethanol plant nearby or know of one and know what kind of market demand that's helped create for us. And so maintaining that demand and working on that and building from that is something that's critical for us, especially as we go into the farm economy that we've seen transpire over the last couple of years.
Well, the comment period and the EPA proposal remains open. Alverson says farmers can make their voice heard easily through NCGA.
We've set up a link to allow corn farmers to submit public comments, ncga.com/RFS. We've been asking corn growers to do this for a couple years in a row now, and it gets to feel like it's Groundhog's Day in regards to telling the EPA how important ethanol is to us. But it's just so critical, because we've got folks on the other side. You know, we've got to stand up and be heard here and tell the EPA how important ethanol is to our rural communities, how important it is to our nation. Who better to say that than the folks that are producing the feedstocks to go into the ethanol plants?
Well, again, you can submit your comments to the EPA on the proposed 2018 volumes at ncga.com/RFS. The deadline, August 31st. We'll be back and talk about what's going on today at FarmFest right after this.